Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Illusionoid.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage, Illusionoid!
You couldn't see us at all!
It's the magic of radio.
It's the magic of radio, Lee.
It's the magic of radio. Welcome, everyone, to Illusionoid Summer 2016. It's the summer of Illusionoid, right, Chris? Okay. It is.
On the keys tonight.
Yes. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together and welcome on the keys the Phantom Stranger.
Oh, the Phantom Stranger on the keys. It's very eerie.
Yeah. So the Phantom Stranger, if you're not familiar with him, is a character similar to the Spectre. That should clear things up.
Thank you, Lee.
You're welcome.
We have two guests joining us tonight. Yep. Please welcome from Sunnyside TV, Canadian Screen Award winner, Alice Moran! Right there, Alice, beside Lee.
Yes, Alice. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
What made you decide to be here tonight?
Oh, I got a Facebook message. So.
Sweet. Alice, you've been on Sunnyside, which was on City TV,
yep.
And you've been on a bunch of other things, but a lot of people know you from a YouTube video you put out about what Harry Potter house you are from.
Hufflepuff, which I think is for dumb people.
You think Hufflepuff is for the dumb?
Well, they're literally described as the rest. Like, later, they're like, Hufflepuffs are loyal, but in their first book, they just, like, tell a long story, and Helga Hufflepuff goes, I guess I'll just take the rest.
Yeah.
So it's a house. Also, there may be a stoner house. They're,
It's like a clearing house.
Yeah. They're like everyone else has like a cool, like their common room is in like a tower or the dungeons, and theirs is just near the kitchen.
So they're just the scraps. They're literally the scraps.
Or they're real baked. That just makes a lot of sense. So
I think J.K. Rowling just ran out of steam.
Yeah. And she's like, okay, there's loyalty, there's smarts, there's ambition, and there's.
And the rest.
Nerds.
Well, you remember the original lyrics from the first couple of you won't remember this, but the first couple of seasons of Gilligan's Island, right? Where they used to go through everybody in the cast.
And there was just two left.
Yeah.
Instead of the Professor Marianne, they used to say, and the rest.
Yeah. And the rest. Like, there's millions of them, right?
But there were only two. You could jam their names in, which they were like, we could jam their names in.
No. Again, J.K. Rowling.
So if you want to see that video, just Google I'm a Hufflepuff.
Yeah.
Which is, it's a riot.
It's very funny.
Also tonight, our other guest, I'm going to call him Canadian comedy legend.
You had to.
One of the members of the Frantics, and you could see them on the CBC show Four on the Floor. Ladies and gentlemen, Dan Redican is
Daniel
here.
Dan Redican!
Woo!
Oh, my God.
Dan, you, for the listeners at home, you're wearing what they call a bowed tie.
Yeah.
I'm wearing a bowed tie, which I tied myself.
Really?
Yes.
You did.
A real bow tie.
Wow, congratulations.
You had to learn how to do that.
Where did you learn how to do that?
I taught myself. I can do it blind.
Are you serious?
I can tie. Excuse me, this is great radio.
He's undone his bow tie.
So the Phantom Stranger will be scoring this.
Over and through.
I can't believe I just acted so confident when I said that.
Yeah.
And now he's turned. Somehow it's. Oh my God.
Okay.
You know, you ever tied your shoes? It's the exact same thing.
Get out of town.
That's exact same thing.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Wow. That deserves something.
No look. No assistance from a mirror.
Yeah. If
congratulations,
Dan. If you're listening to this later, it was very impressive.
It was. It was very impressive. There was a little bit of blood, but he's okay. He's all right. So we're going to,
Let's get her going.
Okay.
Fire it up.
All right. So we're going to kick off our first podcast tonight, our first podcast recording. And to get started, we're going to... some of these old 1950s weird science comic books. And each of these contains maybe three or four weird science stories. Of course, it got really weird in the 50s. The weirdest they got was the moon. So get ready.
Yeah, get ready for your future on the moon.
You'll see here I have five issues of weird science. Without looking at the covers, let's have a number from one to five.
Three.
I heard three.
A lot
twice.
Of people pick three.
So we'll go from the left-hand side. One, two, and three. So that's this one right in here. And it's issue number three.
Oh.
I love it.
That's amazing.
Ooh.
You guys. This is fantastic.
Incredible.
All right. Yeah. I'm going to flip through this.
But actually, if this were a magic trick, it'd be a very poor one.
It would be.
It'd be terrible.
So far, it is also, yeah. It, I know. Even though.
All right. Someone say stop. All right, so I've opened to a random page here, and I'm going to flip this direction to get to the beginning of the story. All right, we're getting there. Hold on. There it is. It's called I Died Tomorrow.
What?
I died past tense.
Yes.
Tomorrow.
You get it. You got it.
All right.
You got it. So this that is fraught.
Oh, there's a lot of logic flaws in that title.
Oh, yeah.
So we start every episode the same way. We are down a man tonight.
Yes,
our friend Paul Bates has been spirited away to Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah.
Screw Paul.
Yes.
So we start every episode with a transmission from the last surviving human being in the universe, which Paul usually does, but yeah. I'll do it tonight.
Yeah.
Okay,
great. I'll throw into that. Okay, so I'll give you that. So we start all of our podcasts for those regular listeners out there. For those of you not familiar, you'll hear this for the first time. Here it goes. In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad, living computer called Illusionoid. Hidden on an abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear could change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
Oh! Can you hear me, denizens of the past? It is I, with a bit of a cold. The last surviving human in the universe with dire missions for you to accomplish. What's it like in the future? Pretty cool, except everybody's dead. And somehow the Euro Cup is still happening. They kept the name. There is no more Europe, of course, or countries or anything. It's moved out to planets. Other planets like to kick around a smaller spotted planet. It makes them remember their conquest of Earth. There is nothing left of Earth except this soccer ball in space. The finals will be Mars versus Italy. They conquered their own planet and everybody just said, good? Mars and Italy have a blood feud in soccer going back generations. And I get to watch it all from the safety of my moon base. I have money on Italy, but I'm sure I will be disappointed! In your future, people will die, as they do in the present, and have done in the past. But will you know when it is your time? Tomorrow, maybe? Listen!
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
All right, I'm going to do a little bit of a roll call here, make sure everybody's present. Let's see. Carter?
You're here?
All right,
I'm here.
Yeah, have you got your gear with you?
Yeah, I got my tank and my helmet, and
okay.
I'm good to go.
All right. I'll check you off the list here, all right? If they're, let's see, Slim? Slim, are you here?
Yes.
All right, Slim, have you got your gear?
Which gear specifically?
Well, we're going on an expedition, so...
Oh, the expedition gear.
Yeah, the survival gear, you know.
Yes.
Oh, you sound tentative, Slim. Do you have the gear?
Look
at your checklist. It was waterproof matches, right?
Oh.
Rain poncho.
I got both of those.
Yeah, okay. Carter. All right, we're talking to Slim.
So boring is not allowed?
Well, you need your own. Like, everyone needs their own waterproof matches.
Right? Okay, I didn't. I thought that was just sort of suggestions.
No, it's survival, Slim.
I'm an idiot.
It's okay. It's okay.
I'm just so stupid. I just shouldn't even. I don't even know why I'm here.
Well, maybe.
Did anyone bring two of everything?
Well, let's find out. Let's find out. Last person on the roll call here beside myself, you got Cardi, you got Slim, and of course there's the Fox.
Yeah, I'm right here.
All right, you got your gear.
Yeah,
Fox.
I got all my gear. Also, I made like a little pie for when we're walking. If you're like, ooh, I wish I had a handful of pie.
A handful of pie.
Yeah. I can't get the pie through my helmet.
Well, yeah, you take the mouthpiece off.
We never take the mouthpiece off. That's unsafe.
Well, if there's pie going around, you're going to take the mouthpiece off.
You know what? Live a little. Take the mouthpiece off. Shove some pie up in there. Or put it in there like a feed bag.
Yeah. Like you could preload your helmet with pie.
Yeah.
Right?
And is this mission about pie? Is this expedition about pie? Or is it about safety and exploration?
Oh, you ask a good question. Let's have a look at the instructions.
My vote would be pie. Is it a vote?
It's not a vote.
Okay, it's not a vote.
It's not a vote, Slim. All right, let me see. We're all gathered here. I'm as in the dark as you guys. I mean, I got the missive just like you did, right?
Right.
Sealed in the black envelope with the lump of wax on top with the wax seal that's in the shape of a claw.
Wait, we were supposed to open that?
Yeah, that was how you...
Oh.
That's how you knew what to pack.
You talked about a list and everything, and I was trying to play, list. But I didn't open it.
Oh, jeez.
Because it was just nice. I'd sealed it up. I thought it was just like a presentation. I am so stupid.
The stamp in wax said open this.
Yeah.
I'm an idiot.
Right below the claw.
It says open this.
Oh. Well, it's all right. Don't beat yourself up. Everyone makes mistakes.
Oh, thanks, pie girl.
All right. Well.
My name is the Fox.
That's how the Fox knew to bring pie.
Uh-oh. Sounds like we better get going.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's underneath us.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so everyone into the ATV.
Okay. All of us on one ATV?
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody get in there.
Again, this is not safe.
Well, it's going to be a lot less safe if we don't do something about it right now.
Okay. There we go. All of us. Well, I didn't know your ATV had doors.
Oh, of course it does.
This is a pretty roomy ATV.
It's not bad.
Like, did you get this customized?
No,
I feel like this is a Jeep.
It's kind of a Jeep. It's kind of a...
Is this a Jeep?
Yes.
So it's not an ATV at all?
It is an all-wheel drive Jeep, though.
Oh, well, it's an ATV.
Yeah, it's a vehicle that is all-terrain.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm just going to open up my envelope that had the wax seal on it to get the map out.
Okay.
There you go.
It's not like opening a Christmas present. You could take care of it.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm excited, right? I'm in a hurry. All right. Oh, here it is. All right, it says that we've got to go into the very heart of the unknown. That's all it says.
Well, there's a sign right there that says unknown with an arrow pointing straight down.
Well, I guess that's for us then.
We have to go underground?
Yeah, straight down.
You know, I think three people is probably plenty.
You know, Slim, each of us were selected for our particular set of skills for this mission.
Yeah?
Carter over there says it like it is.
That's right. I say it exactly like it is. Even if it's redundant.
The Fox over here? Pie.
Yeah,
and other baked goods. Anyone want a macaroon?
Oh, yeah. I would love it.
Yeah, I'd like a macaroon.
I will have to take my helmet off to try that macaroon.
He's saying it like it is. And you, Slim? Yes. You were selected specifically for your apprehension.
Well, that was a wise choice.
Exactly.
Because everything else seems really stupid.
Yeah. You're probably wondering what my particular gig is.
Captain, yes. I was just going to ask.
Yeah. Mine is keeping you ragtag bunch of bums together long enough to accomplish our objective.
So none of us really have a dedicated set of skills that will assist in the mission?
Like a munitions expert?
Like, or math?
We don't know. Yeah. We don't know. It's the unknown, remember?
Who knows what we'll need?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Your skill of saying it like it is, your skill of being apprehensive and a little trepidatious and kind of on the bubble.
Yeah, on the bubble.
And your skill with baked goods, macaroons, pie, and the like.
Yeah. Anyone want a Rice Krispie treat?
I do.
Seems like very little baking's involved in
it. There is a lot of baking. It's like.
It's a very short amount of baking, but like it still counts, so get off my dick about it.
Cool, all right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, nice. All right. Get off her dick about it. For God's sakes, would you?
Off the dick.
All right. I'm here to keep you ragtag bunch of frickin' bums together long enough to accomplish the objective.
Okay.
All right. Down we go. Yeah. Oh.
Come on. Oh, turn over.
Flooded it.
Wait,
you flooded the Jeep?
Can you flood a Jeep anymore?
I think so.
I think you can.
Wait, it says it's spelled Jeek. It's G-J-E-E-K. I think this is a knockoff Jeek.
It is. It's a Korean Jeek. It's a Jeek.
It's a Jeek.
Yeah, it's a Jeek.
It's a Jeek Cherokee?
Yes, it is. Jeep Cherokee.
What did we tell you about buying those cheap one-letter-off knockoff products?
I don't recall.
We said not to.
Oh, right. Tell them like it is. Well, I'm going to pop the hood, and we'll see if I can get this thing unflooded.
Careful of that hood.
Oh. Yeah.
They screwed this hood on with bolts. Let's get this off of there. Oh, there goes the other one. All
lift
right.
The hood.
Yeah, and off the lid comes.
What? There's a... Well, I don't think it's flooded at all. That stone tablet inside your Jeek seems to be stopping the motor from running.
Good God, an ancient stone tablet.
Why would you keep your ancient stone tablet in a Jeek?
Good question. It's got an inscription on it. Let me turn it over.
Sometimes just reading the inscription creates bad things that can happen.
What could possibly happen? I'll read it. It says here, Slim will die tomorrow.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay.
It could be any Slim.
Oh, yeah. That's true. It's a common name.
Oh,
yeah.
Here it says Slim Johansson. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, it was cryptic. It's... Looks like we're getting some weather rolling in.
We better hurry underground for safety.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, now that stone tablet's out of the way, let me see if I can kick this piece of shit over.
Nope.
Nothing.
Wow.
This push-to-start garbage. Come on.
Ah, there we go.
There we go. It starts up like a Dolby surround system.
Let's take this Jeek into the unknown.
Let's do this thing. Down we go. God, my ears are popping. Anybody use Ellis's ears popping?
So deep underground.
Hey, how deep do we have to go to get the bends?
That's a great question.
I don't know. I wondered if that was just a scuba diving thing.
I think that's just a water thing.
No, it happens when they built the Brooklyn Bridge. I watched that Netflix doc about building the Brooklyn Bridge.
Fox, you've got a lot of information in that head of yours.
Hey, I got a lot of time on my hands to hands? I'm drunk. I'm sorry.
God damn it. What's in those Rice Krispie treats?
They're not Rice Krispies. I just meant I had vodka.
Oh, jeez.
Vodka and marshmallow. Together at last.
Things are slowing down.
This is as far as the tunnel goes.
I think I should point out this is very scary.
What do you mean?
Just, you know, the ambience and everything about it is like we could... And I've been told I could die tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
No, not could.
Will.
The tablet said will die.
Yeah. So all of that sort of adds up to a large negative to me.
Whoa.
It's just to me.
Hang on.
What is this, Fox? What do your heightened skills and perceptions tell you?
I may be drunk as hell, but this hole on the cave wall is the exact shape of that tablet. Like maybe the tablet was a key.
Oh, nice. Good thinking, Fox.
Yeah.
Slim, put it in the hole.
Okay.
Probably never heard that before, huh?
I haven't heard it in a little while, but it's welcome. Okay. Here we go. Oh, there. Hey, it fits. I've never said that before.
Normally it's more like a needle in a hallway situation. Yeah.
But I hear computer beeping.
So do I.
You've completed a circuit, Slim.
Oh, really? I've never done that before. That's great.
You seem apprehensive.
I'm a little apprehensive, yes, because...
Yeah, the dying thing.
Well, you're not going to die today.
No.
It said tomorrow.
Oh, maybe I'll be the survivor today.
A large digital clock just appeared.
Oh.
11:59.
58. 57. Oh, it's counting backwards.
Oh, all right.
It's a count-up clock. Woo.
Yeah. Looks like you got 24 hours still.
Oh, it's just gone the other direction.
What?
Oh.
Oh. It's... Oh, there's midnight. Oh.
Oh, sorry. I got a text.
All the way down here.
How do you
Hi
get
guys,
service?
Great reception. Good.
Yeah, Jesus.
Who's
that? Yeah.
Who's your carrier?
Kudo.
Oh, that's Kudo. Amazing.
Yeah, don't get service above ground normally, but I guess underground is where it's at. Yeah.
It's now tomorrow.
All right.
This is when Slim died.
Well, at least according to that tablet. Why, I ask, are we giving so much credence to a stone tablet that was jammed into the hood of my cheek?
Well, I did sort of forewarn, so I created some foreshadowing there. That makes it pretty scary. I said, I was going to read it, and maybe what there it will happen, and then, you know.
No, it did happen.
There's some credence.
It's already happened. Slim's dead now.
What?
That tablet said he would die tomorrow. It's tomorrow, therefore, Slim's dead. Look at him.
Oh, my God.
You're a phantasm.
But you know, that's not as bad as I thought it would be.
No, did you feel any pain?
Nope.
But do you know how you died, at least?
I died very well. I died very well. And you know what? I'm not apprehensive anymore. I'm feeling pretty good. I'm feeling very good about this whole being down under the planet thing.
Wow.
About the big hallway over there.
It's a whole new Slim.
Yeah.
Who knew that dying would be the way to self-actualization?
Yeah. Well, I'm really, really glad. So what evidence do you have that I'm dead?
Just the tablet.
Don't you see, Slim?
What?
You're not dead at all.
Okay, now it's getting scary again, then.
It was merely the thought that you were dead.
Yeah.
Lifted all of those burdens, mm-hmm. all those apprehensions you've been carrying your entire life.
Yeah, I liked the thought that I was dead.
Well.
I did too.
Thank you. And we haven't even had sex. And normally that's the big follow-up.
Yeah, I can see it.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Well, don't you see?
Yes. No.
Yeah, okay, let me explain it
all
to
right.
you. It was the idea of being dead.
Yes.
That made you feel truly free.
Yeah.
Oh my God, guys. I just opened my missive for the first time,
yeah.
and my instructions are help your friends understand themselves.
It's happening.
Yeah.
Everything that has happened was inside those envelopes.
Exactly.
My envelope said that I would murder my friends in a hole in the ground.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, oh no.
One more.
Yeah. Oh.
Prophecy fulfilled.
God.
This dying, I don't care for as much as the previous.
This doesn't feel good.
Yeah, couldn't you have made it like a quick death instead of these slow bleed outs?
Yeah, what's this with the guts?
I admit I probably should have slashed your throats instead of your shins, but I did what I could.
Wow.
I'm going to take your jeek. And I'm going to go to the surface now. I'm going to fill in the hole and leave you in here.
Dick move.
But why? Before you go, tell us why. What was it all for?
What was it all for?
Yeah.
For that sweet, sweet cheek.
This cheek? This cheap Cherokee?
Cherokee.
Thank you. It's my shins.
That's right. I wanted your knockoff Jeep all along. And now I've got it. I sent those letters.
It was you.
That's right.
I should have seen that claw tattoo.
Hang on. If you wanted the cheek, then why did you bring Slim and Hai along?
What?
You could have just killed... This just seems like a rude... This seems personal and rude.
Yeah. Whatever it do to you?
Well, you're kind of annoying.
Okay.
Tell me about it.
To be truthful, Fox, I don't like your cherry pies. They're too tart.
All right, well, you could have just, like, sprinkled some icing sugar on you, crazy
psycho. Is that what you do?
You just make it a little sweeter.
Oh, man,
damn.
I just had to murder you. Well, now I know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, just going to keep bleeding to death here, I guess.
Right. Enjoy your time in the hole, guys. Okay. I will tell no one that you're here.
Okay.
Bye-bye!
There it goes, like a Dolby sound system.
Yeah.
Well, that leaves the three of us down here.
Slowly bleeding out together, shins first.
Yeah. You know, there was one more letter that I hadn't opened yet.
Yeah?
It said, open when your shins are cut.
Oh, yeah. You probably thought you'd never get around to it.
Thought I'd never have to open it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But I guess I'll open it and read it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll open it like a Christmas present.
You're going to read it out loud, right? You're not going to just read it.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Okay, okay. Proof.
All right, there. It's open. Here it is. It says, it's weird. It's written in a British accent. To my dear friends, Captain, that's me. The Fox, that's you.
That's me.
And Slim Johansson, that's you.
Yeah, I remember.
One of you is the true love of the other.
Wow.
Totally cryptic.
Wait, oh wow.
Wow.
Bleeding this out here. This is a rough time to have an awkward, uncomfortable rejection happen.
Yeah.
It's a terrible last thing to happen to a person.
Yeah. There's three of us, and one of us is the fifth wheel, it seems.
You know what? I could probably open up my wound a little wider and just leave you two lovebirds.
Hey, hold on. What? No, hey.
What?
Maybe it's you and I.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know what?
What?
Captain?
Yeah, Slim.
I kind of like your forceful bass voice. And I like the way you take charge and you just bring this ragtag group. God damn what I'm saying, I love you.
Yeah, I felt it too.
Yeah.
I felt it from the first time. You looked like you weren't quite sure.
Yeah.
To the last time you were kind of like, oh, I don't know.
That's
why can't I die?
The end.
Yeah. Yes.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
I Died Tomorrow, improvised by Illusionoid, starring Lee Smart, Nug Nargang, and special guests Dan Redican and Alice Moran. Live music and sound effects by Chris New. Recorded live at the Social Capital Theater in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, June 22nd, 2016. You can listen to Illusionoid, and now you can wear Illusionoid. Get an Illusionoid t-shirt in black or green at TeePublic. That's right, the official t-shirt of the doomed future is available today. Visit teepublic.com and search for Illusionoid or follow the link on our Facebook page. Illusionoid can be heard on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play Music, and anywhere podcasts can be heard. Tell your friends, tell the world, and help save the future by sharing our show. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid podcast. You can submit a title for a future episode, tweet it to us at IllusionoidPod, or post it on the wall of our Facebook page and give us a like while you're there. Also, stop by our iTunes page and give us a 5-star review, as higher ratings help more people find out about the show. Use Professor Carstairs' name in your review to show us that you actually heard this message. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on
Illusionoid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.